Good evening, everyone. Are we on?
Not yet.
Brooke, I believe we are ready whenever you're ready.
We're live.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call the regular meeting of the University City City Council to order at 6:35 p.m. on Monday, November 25th, 2024. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Clay.
Present.
Councilmember Thiemann.
Present.
Councilmember McMahon.
Here.
Councilmember Hales.
Here.
Councilmember Fuller.
Here.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Here.
Mayor Crowe.
Here. Before you, you have the agenda for the evening. Are there any additions, corrections, or changes to the agenda for this evening? Hearing none, there be a motion to be approved. Motion made by Mr. Hales. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, the ayes have it. You have a proclamation before you for the Commission on Arts and Letters returning artist Christopher J. Thomas, which will all be signed and then provided to the Commission. Before you, you have the minutes of November 12th, 2024 study session on recreation organizational structure. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. McMahon, seconded by Mr. Fuller. Is there a discussion? Mr. Hales. Mr. Hales will abstain. Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed, the ayes have it. You have before you the November 12th, 2024 regular minutes. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. McMahon, seconded by Mr. Thiemann. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed, the ayes have it. Mr. Clay.
Forgive me. I'd like to nominate John Solidar to the Parks Commission.
Thank you. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there a discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed, the ayes have it. Mr. Smotherson.
Oh, thank you, Mayor Crowe. I'd like to nominate Alice Boone to the Solid Waste and Recycling Rate Study Task Force.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed, the ayes have it. Mr. Fuller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to nominate for reappointment to the Urban Forestry Commission, Mr. Roger McFarland and Catherine Fries.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed, the ayes have it. Please note that Ken Scheckman was sworn into the Green Practices Commission at the Community Center on November 14, 2024. We've now come to our first section of citizen participation. If anyone would like to speak, there are sign-up sheets over by the door when you get a chance to, if you fill one out, please then provide it in the basket in front of the city clerk, and you will be called upon either to speak on non-agenda items or if you'd like to speak on an agenda item at the time that item is called. As I understand it right now, we have no request to speak, so we will continue moving forward. Are there any council comments at this time? Hearing none, we will now have a public hearing. I'd like to open the public hearing at 6:38 p.m. Madam Clerk, do we have any requests to speak or have we received any comments?
There are none.
Thank you. Hearing none for the application for the Dierbergs University City, we will close this hearing at 6:39 p.m. You have before you a consent agenda, items K1 and K2. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda? Motion made by Mr. Hale, seconded by Mr. Thiemann. Is there a discussion? Mr. Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crowe. Just a quick question to City Manager Rose. Where is the fire engine going to be housed? If you could answer that.
It's my understanding this one will be housed in fire station off of Westgate in Vernon.
Madam Clerk, I think we have a motion and a second order on the floor. Am I correct?
That is correct.
Thank you. Any other questions? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and Council Members, we made significant progress in our fall leaf collections program. I would ask Director, I'm going to put him on the spot here, Darren Gertler, to come forward and just give a very brief update on the status of leaf collections. Mr. Gertler?
Thank you, Mr. Rose, Mayor, City Council. We're in the break between the two seasons of leaf collection, but our contractor is hitting some of the bigger piles around the city. So there could be some confusion. Jared Jones, our communications manager, sent out some social media posts about that this afternoon. So, they will start again on the central area next week on December 2nd and then move to the west, then back to the east. So everything's on schedule. They finished with the east area on Friday and all is well. Yeah. Like I said, there's just some confusion about when they go by and you didn't get your leaves out yet. So yeah, it'll all be good because they'll do a final sweep of the whole city even after the week that they're supposed to finish, because they'll come back if they miss something.
Mr. Gertler, thank you. Mayor and Council, there had also been some questions regarding how aggressive we were going to be in citing individuals that place leaves out to the street. Prior to, I think it's a 3-day time period. We've been very understanding, and I believe Chief Hampton will continue to do so. We recognize that there was some confusion this year, and so we want to make sure that we are sensitive to people placing them out perhaps longer than what ordinarily they would.
Mr. Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crowe. Mr. Rose, just to verify, is there a penalty or is there some kind of ordinance about placing leaves on the street after pickup?
Mayor Crowe, Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson, our intention is to, once the program has concluded, to distribute information indicating that the program has concluded. And from this point forward, if leaves are placed out at the street, we will start citing. But that's only after the program has concluded and after we have notified the public of the conclusion of that program.
Mr. Rose, may I quickly?
Sure.
Okay. And don't forget that the leaf, the paper bags, don't need stickers until after the end of the year. So you can, if you miss the leaf collection and you have to buy paper bags, they'll be available. You don't have to use stickers until January 1.
Anything else?
Yeah, concludes the presentation or information. Oh, I'm sorry.
Just to add on, and I don't know how to handle this, but this goes on in my neighborhood in terms of not only leaf, but I have individuals in my neighborhood that decide to put all of their backyard waste out with their leaves. And I would like to just have something go out through public relations to say, look, it's leaf collection, not half the neighborhood trees.
Absolutely.
That's been a problem. And compliments to the crews. I mean, they started in the central division on Saturday after they completed on Friday. I was shocked they're in my neighborhood on that Saturday because we had like no leaves when they came, and they did a sweep on Saturday. So thank you.
Right. Well, thank you. And of course, we'll follow up with our own crews and do the street sweeping after the leaf cleanup is completed through the month of December.
Mr. Girdler, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, sir.
Anything else, Mr. Rose?
That concludes the update, Mayor.
Okay. We'll now move forward to unfinished business. We have before us Bill number 9559. May we have the second reading, Madam Clerk?
Bill 9559, an ordinance amending section 400.070 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri, relating to the official zoning map by amending said map so as to change the classification of property known as Adjusted Lot 1 of Market at Olive, Plat 7, from Industrial Commercial District, IC, to Planned Development Commercial District, PD-C.
May we have the third reading?
Bill 9559, an ordinance amending section 400.070 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri, relating to the official zoning map by amending said map so as to change the classification of property known as Adjusted Lot 1 and Market at Olive, Plat 4, from Industrial Commercial District, IC, to Planned Development Commercial District, PD-C.
Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Hales. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Councilmember McMahon.
Aye.
Councilmember Hales.
Aye.
Councilmember Fuller.
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Aye.
Councilmember Clay.
Aye.
Councilmember Thiemann.
Aye.
Mayor Crow.
Aye. The bill is passed. We now go to Bill number 9560. May we have the second reading?
Bill 9560, an ordinance approving a final development plan for Adjusted Lot 1 of the Market at Olive Development, Plat 7.
Yeah, the third reading.
Bill 9560, an ordinance approving a final development plan for Adjusted Lot 1 of the Market at Olive Development, Plat 7.
Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Smothers and seconded by Mr. Fuller. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Hales.
Aye.
Councilmember Fuller.
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Aye.
Councilmember Clay.
Aye.
Councilmember Thiemann.
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon.
Aye.
Mayor Crow.
Aye. The bill is passed. We now go to Bill number 9561. May we have the second reading?
Bill 9561, an ordinance approving a parcel development agreement in connection with the Olive Boulevard Commercial Corridor and Residential Conservation Development Plan and the Markets at Olive Community Improvement District and repealing ordinance number 7226.
Yeah, the third reading.
Bill 9561, an ordinance approving a parcel development agreement in conjunction with the Olive Boulevard Commercial Corridor and Residential Conservation Redevelopment Plan and the Markets at Olive Community Improvement District and repealing ordinance number 7226.
Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Thiemann, seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Fuller.
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Aye.
Councilmember Clay.
Aye.
Councilmember Thiemann.
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon.
Aye.
Councilmember Hales.
Aye.
Mayor Crow.
Aye. The bill is passed. Bill number 9562. Can we have the second reading?
Bill 9562, an ordinance authorizing the City of University City, Missouri to issue its taxable industrial revenue bonds, Series 2024, in a principal amount of not to exceed $32 million for the purpose of providing funds to pay the cost of acquiring and constructing an industrial development project in the city, authorizing the city manager to enter into certain agreements and take certain other actions in conjunction with the issuance of the bonds, and repealing ordinance number 7227.
We have the third reading.
Bill 9562, an ordinance authorizing the City of University City, Missouri to issue its taxable industrial revenue bonds, Series 2024, in a principal amount of not to exceed $32 million for the purpose of providing funds to pay the cost of acquiring and constructing an industrial development project in the city, authorizing the city manager to enter into certain agreements and take certain other actions in connection with the issuance of the bonds, and repealing ordinance number 7227.
Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Smotherson. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Clay. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Councilmember Clay.
Aye.
Councilmember Thiemann.
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon.
Aye.
Councilmember Hales.
Aye.
Councilmember Fuller.
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson?
Aye.
Mayor Crowe?
Aye. The bill is passed. We'll now move forward to new business. Resolution number 2414. Who would like to introduce? Motion made by Mr. Smotherson. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there a discussion on resolution 2414, preliminary plan approval adoption of a resolution to approve the preliminary development plan for Marketed Olive? Hearing no discussion. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. So am I close to being correct in saying that this is like one of the last actions we need to take on the Markets at Olive project? Gregory, John, it's got to be, if this isn't the last one, it's got to be pretty close to.
I was just going to say, it seems like a legal issue to me, so I'll let John respond to that.
Well, I don't know how many ordinances we voted on, how many resolutions we voted on, but it's kind of nice to be towards the end of this. So to our folks from Deerbergs who are here, thank you to David Hutkin, who's been here for every vote I think we've ever taken on the Markets at Olive. I would say thank you as well. And I'm sure there's more action to be taken, but I was kind of, I'm sure the city clerk is grateful that she doesn't have to read too many more of these documents for the Markets at Olive. But anyway, thank you very much. We'll move forward now with council reports and business. Anything? Hearing nothing. Are there any citizen comments? Oh, sorry, Mr. Hales. I apologize.
Thank you. I just had one related to Plan Commission. I just wanted to take this opportunity to thank and recognize one of our strongest, and they're all strong, our strongest commissioner and our chair, Peggy Holly, who I've had the privilege alongside of her six colleagues on the commission of being council liaison since 2020. Peggy will be having her last meeting in December and cycling off, and the commission is in wonderful hands with everyone else. But I did want to recognize her as well as really the whole commission for their extraordinary efforts over the last 4 years with the visioning process, the comprehensive plan, and now they're undertaking the zoning code review. And there is no group of people who works harder on behalf of our city as volunteers than our plan commissioners. So thank you to Peggy, and thank you to all of our plan commissioners.
Couldn't agree more. Absolutely. A wonderful job over these past several years to bring the Markets at Olive and everything else to fruition. Any other members of council have comments to make this evening? Hearing none, is there a motion to adjourn? Motion made by Mr. Fuller, seconded by Mr. I'm sorry, have there been any requests to speak? Well, I'm sorry. There's no request.
There's none in there.
Okay, we're really happy for you to come speak with the protocols just to put one in the basket. When you come to the microphone, you just give your name and address, please, and turn the button on at the bottom.
Thank you. My name is Connie McNutt. I live at 7382 Pershing Avenue near Jackson and Pershing on the border of the University City Hills. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it. I came tonight to raise awareness to the problem of nuisance slumlords in University City. I am now on my second experience where I have experienced a lack of attention to problems such as air conditioning in a heat wave, heat when it's freezing, ductwork with rodents in them. That's my current situation. Water damage that goes neglected, mold. I believe that there are slumlords, nuisance property owners in your community who deliberately commit insurance fraud by making damage worse than it is, or by profiting from insurance claims that they receive on the buildings that they rent out. It occurred to me recently, in the past few days, that these people could just put a lock on their building if they want it to become so dilapidated from neglect while they continue to wait for property values to rise. They could easily do that instead of renting them out to people like me, but they're allowed to do that in this community. And the reason that I'm coming to you tonight is because I had a very negative experience in my past with your building department, in which I was asked to vacate a premises for reporting a nuisance slumlord. And I think that I would appreciate it very much if the city council would consider reviewing a bill that would protect tenants who report nuisance slumlords. So I am in a situation currently where the owner of my building is an attorney. He has told me that I can move out if I don't like my apartment being 90 degrees with broken air conditioning and a heat wave. And he has told me that I can move out if I don't like my ceiling caving in on election day. He has had damage to the roof since June. He's known to put a new roof on the building. He has gone without doing that so that he could buy himself a new Hummer and a new BMW with the claim money. I believe that is what has happened in my situation. And so we're going into winter right now. I have no heat on. I've shut my ductwork down because I have rodent infestation in my ductwork. He has gone for a week without answering me. He refuses to provide any pest control. He has refused to answer me about the heat. And I seriously doubt he will provide any alternative accommodations because he's never done so in the past when I've requested that in times of no air conditioning and no heat. And so my past experience with another nuisance landlord in University City, I was left with no running water in my bathroom. When I finally had to resort to calling the University City Building Department, they told me not to allow work on that project. He had opened up the walls without a permit. He was not wanting to use a plumber. It was highly unsanitary. And as soon as I complained to University City about it, I was asked to move. And so I don't think that tenants should have to face eviction because they've reported a nuisance slumlord. And I would really appreciate it if the council would consider, you know, a period of 30, 60 days, 90 days for tenants to be able to find a nice place to live, not have to rush out in the winter in the cold, move their pets, move their library. My house is like a museum. My apartment is like a museum. That's the comment that I get. I have very nice things. They knew that when they rented it out to me, made it sound like I'm the kind of tenant they want to have forever, until it's time to fix the air conditioning or the heat or the roof or the rats. And so I just wanted you to know that you have residents in this community. They operate a shell corporation where they have different LLCs set up on their different properties so they can, I think, elude University City permits, codes, building department. As I said, I believe they've committed insurance fraud. I believe they just bought $222,000 worth of cars with our insurance claim money. It's not ours, it's his, but he should put a roof on the building where he knew that he's had damage since June. I have, instead of calling University City Building Department, gone through St. Louis County Health Department because of the last experience I had with having to move because I reported my landlord. So I do my part. I believe that our contract is equal. I pay my rent on time. I have a good relationship with my neighbors. I keep his property up to code. It's clean. It's tidy. It's not, the rat problem is not because of me. He has holes in the roof, soffits, gutters at the ground level where infestation has moved in. And so I also know that he's been slow to respond to other properties as well. But what I really would like for the council to also consider is that we had a beautiful women, diverse women's owned business called Paper Dolls in our community.
Ma'am, we have a 5-minute time limit. That's fine.
I'll wrap 30 more seconds. That lady has left that property because she faced a 33% rent increase, and so did I. He asked for a 33% rent increase so I could have rats, water damage, property damage, no heat. And that's just what's happening in your community. And I wanted for everyone in this room to know that. And residents would appreciate having some kind of protection while the city deals with slumlords in this situation. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Madam Clerk, correct me if I am wrong, but we have a motion on the floor and a second for adjournment or not?
We do not.
Is there a motion to adjourn? Motion made by Mr. Hale, seconded by Mr. Thiemann. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. Everyone have a nice holiday.